public spaces are funded by your tax dollars. Speaking of which, it's tax day, and if you don't have your stuff together by now, don't fret, you have a little less than 6.5 hours left till deadline. And thanks to the internet, you don't have to leave your snug bed tonight to meet that deadline. According to the IRS, 99 million people, that's 70% of taxpayers, filed their taxes online last year, rather than going to their friendly neighborhood tax preparer. In some ways, the internet is an open, unlimited space, but it can also feel very private, especially when communicating one-on-one or conducting personal business, like paying a bill or doing your taxes. As more and more of our daily lives go digital, some big questions arise, like, what are we giving up? What truly is the cost of our being so dependent on it? And who's truly benefiting from how much we're glued to our screens? Author Jason Ben-Levy explores this question in his book, Too Much Magic. He spoke with KALW's Ben Trefney.
A lot of money is spent to try to attract people to these ad-driven services, whether it's Facebook or whether it's Google. So obviously, there's a lot of profit to be made within these industries that are using us consumers as products. How do you see that use of brain power and financial resourcing?
Yeah, I when I look at the level of innovation that happened in the early 90s toward computing, and how we were inventing entirely new categories of applications and uses, and that we, you know, put multimedia on computers, and that, you know, our biggest invention of the last decade has really just been social networking, which is really not that complicated a technology. It's actually pretty lightweight stuff. And even the implementations we're seeing are pretty ugly and not well conceived. Facebook is probably the only application that people regularly hate. And
there's not a function on Facebook for hate.
No, there's not a function for hate, except that usually whenever they roll out a change, it doesn't make sense to people. It usually doesn't work very well. Certainly, Timeline may be one of the ugliest graphical approaches I've ever seen. And when you compare that to the effort that it took when the Macintosh was being invented, as an example, to make it simple for people, to make it elegant, to make it beautiful, to make it something that people wanted to engage with because it was all of those things, because it was artful. And then compare that to what Facebook looks like, you can see that the talent is not being well spent, whether artistically or on programming, to really go and create something magnificent.
So aside from just the individual cost that one pays then for being part of this these commercial enterprises, there's a larger social cost, you're saying?
Yeah, I think there's a larger social cost in a lot of different ways. I think that we've created, well, certainly with Facebook, we've created this dependency on one resource. You should be able to pick what your social application looks like to you, just like you get to pick what email client you're using or what web browser you like to use. There should be a common network behind all of social networking. So you can pick what the front looks like to you. You can pick something non-commercial. Like as an example, Mozilla, the Mozilla browser. Firefox browser allows you, you know, it's totally free. You know, it is done by a nonprofit. A lot of smart people who've cleverly come up with this so you don't have to go and be tied to any one platform. It works with everything. The servers on the back end, the stuff that's delivering you the web content, is very often Apache, which is an open source application. And so we have this whole ecosystem that already has been established that you don't have to go through any vendor in order to have a lot of functionality. I think that that's a much better model for us to move to. And then we lose the, if people decide that they want to be sifted through by Facebook and have stuff marketed toward them, that's their choice. But what we need to do is give people a choice to have some alternative and still be able to communicate with the people on Facebook. And I think that's where we really need to have the work to be done.
That's Jason Ben-Levy, author of Too Much Magic, Pulling the Plug on the Cult of Tech, Secrets They Won't Tell You About Your Digital Life. So how do you imagine a social networking platform like, you know, the MySpace or Facebook or something like that would look as an open source? How would it be different?
Okay. I think what would be different is kind of the business model. That is that instead of it all being on Facebook servers and Facebook decides today what the look is or whatever, that whatever you use as an ISP or your phone company or whatever, or your cable company, you'd maybe pay 50 cents a month or something like that, some nominal fee that's buried in your billing, that would allow them to set up just a root service for you to go and do social networking. On top of that, you would use your normal browser, but you'd be able to pick what you'd have as kind of an interface to that. It could be set up by any number of companies, just like an app, very much like the app space, which use a common network behind them. So you pick it like an app, and you decide what you like it to look like. You decide, you know, where you want your information to sit, whether you want it to sit on your ISP or whether you want to keep your personal information right on your computer, or whether there's some other more innovative way of doing this. But the idea is just to break up the idea that all of this sits with one company. And that's not that hard to do.
How far away do you think we are from this, and how will we find it?
Technically, we could be there tomorrow. In terms of working out the business model and building the ecosystem, it'll take a little bit more than that. And getting people on board, you know, we see adoption rates that are kind of silly crazy on the net with people changing resources quickly. Just to look at MySpace. Look how MySpace completely dominated the domain for a short period of time, and now it's pretty much gone.
Yeah, what's MySpace?
Yeah, right. Exactly. there's such fast cycles that I'm not worried about that part of it. In terms of the marketing, there's a great grassroots marketing that just happens on the net, and it wouldn't take much. And given the bad vibes, shall we say, that Facebook puts out between the changes of design that alienate people, the bad user interface, the spying, which people are getting to become aware of, not fully aware of, I don't think it would take much for people to want to move to something else.